I took a remarkably huge curriculum because, you know, I had the English, and then I had algebra, I had trigonometry, physics. Now, the problem was we had only about three or four teachers teaching the entire high school curriculum, and so they weren't all that expert in it. In fact, at one time, we pilfered the answer book for trigonometry and brought the class to a halt. The teacher needed the translator. Not that we were getting the answers, but rather the teacher had trouble with trigonometry because we had stolen her answer book. And so three of us figured, what the hell, we can teach ourselves, and with the help of the teacher. Of course, there were some courses they couldn't teach, like French. So I enrolled in a correspondence course. From Quebec, the professor, every Friday morning, you turn on your radio and you sing, Sur le pont d'Avignon, tous les Monday, tous les Monday.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
So you had written materials maybe through the Post and the radio broadcast?
Yeah, the radio broadcast. Every Friday morning, we sang Sur le pont de Le Monde. De Le Monde, de Le Monde.
Were there other things that you took via correspondence?
That was the main one.
That was the main
because
one.
Because there was no one there who spoke French. Virtually all the students became farmers. Or the other thing, the most prestigious occupation would be to become a priest. So that many of them went for the priesthood, which was kind of sad because there was a large religious center there, and it was not unusual for families to devote, to leave the farm to the priests. Yeah. And then the kids go on there for priesthoods, and they turned out to be the farmers. Not very many of them, you know, became priests.
Right.
So it was cheap. It was easy labor. My oldest sister was a teacher, and that's where you go to normal school for a year, and then you become a teacher. And it was, but otherwise, all of my sisters, let's see, two of them married farmers, another one was a blacksmith from Poland, very talented, you know. Another one married a railroad guy in British Columbia. My sister was a teacher, and she taught 1 through 5th grade in one schoolhouse, which was 3/4 mile from our home in Beaver Lake School. And there was a traumatic event in my background. My older brother, who I really admired greatly, you know, he had a group of friends, one of them a pretty irresponsible so-called rich kid from town. And he got a rifle, and he took him out to demonstrate his rifle. And then when they came back to the bunkhouse, he was pointing the rifle around, and he pulled the trigger. There was a live bullet and killed my brother. My parents said, you know, Albert, it might be a good idea if you joined Rose, you know, at school there.
Joined Rose, your sister?
My sister, who was the teacher. I remember it before Easter, she said, whoever gets the highest score in arithmetic gets an Easter bunny. So turned out I got the highest score. And so we're walking back, and she says, you know, Albert, it wouldn't look good if I gave you the Easter bunny, but, you know, we'll be going to town on Saturday, and I'll get you an Easter bunny there. I said, Rose, you told me that whoever gets that Easter bunny, so that Easter bunny is different from the Easter bunnies that the other Easter bunnies. She said, well, not really. I said, no, that's a different Easter bunny, and you promised it, and you're breaking a promise. Now, she could get me do a lot of things for a certain kind of pie. And she said, Albert, if I throw a pie in, would that be okay? I said, Rose, if you're throwing a pie, I don't give a damn what kind of Easter Bunny it is. And after a year, I went back to town. They worked hard as hell, but boy, did they know how to party. And you see, you would have parties at one home, and then after you drank all the booze and the food, you would go on to another home and so on. And my father taught himself how to play the violin. I played a trumpet. I taught myself, you know, you get to, by correspondence. I was trying to imitate Harry Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Quite a long one.
Well, that was the time they had the street dancing. And so they had, they would play mainly the records of Harry Jones and then Count Basie and all the others. So.